You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from no longer downtown Los Angeles. We are now in Studio City. Yay for Studio City, welcoming LA Talk Radio. And our show, as you may or may not know, is about informative entertainment. Now, that means that it is our goal to provide you with the resources and the information and tricks of the trade that you're going to need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. So we hope to inspire you and motivate you and encourage you by interviewing the people that are making it happen in show business. And we encourage you to call in and ask questions of the guests between 5:15 and 5:30. And when you call, we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process to be on the air with us. And if you like the show, please call in. No, actually go to the forum. If you're listening to us now on the internet, if you look up, there's a link and it's called forum. And it only takes about a minute. You just have to have an email address and that's it. And then tell us how you like the guest and how you like the show. And then you can also ask questions that we will answer personally. And we also forward. Yes, I worked that out all by myself. We forward all the comments to the guests. So they will definitely get your comments. And we have so many people here today. I can't even tell you. Now, some do not have headphones. Some do not have microphones. Some people don't have anything. Poor Carmella is here. Wait, Albert, can you turn up our volumes a little bit? Because I can't really hear. You know, I like to hear myself. Can everybody hear themselves? Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah. Woo. That's a little too loud. Got to turn it down a little bit. We have so many people here today. Let's start out. That's a little echoey, Albert. Yeah, let's just give all these tips while we're on the air. A little echoey, a little too loud. Now, we're going to start off with my co-host for the day, and that is Miss Kelly Foster, who flew in all the way from Austin.
I don't even
hear you.
Why
do I not hear Kelly? Kelly, what?
I hear me.
What? Kelly must be on one.
I don't hear you.
Kelly's not on. We got to get Kelly on. It's just a big hot mess over here today. We got a big old damn mess going on, but just bear with us.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I just flew in from Texas, and boy, are my arms tired.
Isn't that tacky? We love it, though. Tacky
humor. Just for you, I have Daddy Sam's Just Slop It On barbecue sauce from Texas.
Oh, my God.
I bet that is delicious. Oh, man.
Every time she goes to Texas, she brings me barbecue sauce back because I love some barbecue.
Oh,
man. Yeah, you can't get good barbecue sauce unless it comes from Texas.
I know it.
I've had barbecue sauce all over, and Texas is the place.
Wow. Yeah.
So we got Kelly here today. Kelly Foster, as you know, she is a singer, songwriter, and overall performance artiste.
Ooh, thank you.
If you want to check her out, go to MissKellyFoster.com, and that's K-E-L-L-E-Y Foster.com. And next we have the incomparable. I'm going to throw infamous in there, too. hot stud from What's Happening, the star of What's Happening, Raj. Yeah. And also now one of the co-stars of Everybody Hates Chris, Mr. Omar. Now, who doesn't love Mr. Omar? Have you figured out who it is? Ernest Thomas!
Woo! Yeah! Oh, my God, I want to meet him so bad.
Oh, Ernest is hot and happening over there. He is the man. And And next to us, we have the woman that keeps these men together. Mm. She is the concrete, the root, the yucca plant of all these men. Without her, there are no Ernest and Yune. Well, it's maybe. True. I don't know. And that is Carmella Martin.
Gorgeous.
Yes, she is gorgeous. She's got the spiky hair going on today. I love, as a matter of fact, I hugged her when she came in and she pierced underneath my chin. It was like hugging a porcupine over there.
Well, I need that attitude sometimes dealing with people.
That's right. Manager for you.
Yeah, that's it. And now the star of the show today, Ernest is going to have to take a backseat today.
Yeah.
Only, like, today only, though.
Would you say that again?
We are going to have the wonderful man speak, and the last time we were lucky to hear him at the end of the show sing a little bit, but now we got him all to ourselves, and that is Mr. Yune.
Yay!
Yune! Oh my God. Now, Yune is correct me if I'm wrong, you're a singer, but you don't necessarily write your songs, or are you singing? Okay.
He does write them.
Oh, he does write the songs.
He wrote almost the entire CD.
Oh, my God.
Writer with
I apologize. Yeah. I thought you had a person that you had, like, up in a tower, and they wrote for you, and you said, get me something, girl.
Yeah. Ernest tried to do that, but I said, uh-uh.
I might have told you that I wrote the songs, but I didn't mean it.
Ernie's lying.
Confessions here.
Oh my God. I apologize. I didn't know that you, but they're beautiful songs. For all of you, go to his website right now so you can listen to some of these songs. It's unesongs.com, UNESONGS.com, and hit music and you'll hear all these songs. Some of my favorites are I Can Remember, and I Really Love You Love. And now, Hit the Shawl is a little too hip for me, but I can dig it. I can dig it when I'm feeling groovy or after some vodka. I can hit the Shawl. And then another beautiful one is You Complete Me.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, so if you go to the website right now, you can listen to those. But what is not on there, and we have to put on there, is the new song that Yune has written. Or co-written, and we're going to tell you what the inspiration for the song was. It's called, go ahead, Yune.
Change Is Here.
Change Is Here. Ooh, and why don't you tell us, either Carmella and Yune, why don't you tell us the inspiration behind Change Is Here?
Well, actually, it was a combination of things. The label that we used to be with, John Smith came up with a concept that he wanted to do in regards to the president race and Obama. And but for me, coming from an artist standpoint, honestly, Priscilla, I'm not a politician. I'm more of a humanitarian. So the song speaks to both, because his message is about humanity. Mm-hmm. And my message and my belief is, you know, I'm about the people.
Right.
You know, I'm about mankind. And so that's what this song speaks to.
Okay. Yeah. We got a lot of echo now. I don't know what's going on here. Woo! I feel like I'm in a tunnel.
There you go.
All right. All right. Let's bring it back down. Let's bring it back. We don't know how to operate this damn shit. We got the buttons. We just push it up, pull it down. We don't know what's going on until it sounds good.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah. We don't know how to operate this shit. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That was too I Really Love You Love, wasn't it? Oh, I didn't even realize I did that. That's osmosis. And, you know, Yune is what I find inspirational about him is Yune is a self-taught singer. from Detroit.
Yes.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
I mean, anybody learning anything self-taught is hard. Mm-hmm. But with an instrument, at least, you can read a book.
Yeah.
You can follow the instructions, right? Mm-hmm. And you might go to a class. But being a self-taught singer, you got to have that natural talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, growing up in when did you know that you could sing? When did you know that it sound you could sing and it actually sounded good and someone didn't try to hit you?
I think
it happens with me quite often.
It was in the baby crib.
Oh yeah, you were going wah 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 wah.
That's good.
That's good, Priscilla.
Yeah, I got it once in a while. Did you start singing for a choir, or what exactly?
You know, actually, it's funny because most people, especially you know, coming out of the urban or black community, you think it was
Detroit.
A church first in Detroit.
Right.
And it actually wasn't for me.
Oh, okay.
It was the reverse. I mean, I started singing off of, I liked all kind of music. I listened to the Beatles. I like Johnny Mathis. I like Frank Sinatra. And I listened to all these artists coming up. I listened to Journey. I listened to Led Zeppelin.
Right.
You know, so I have a wide range of experiences that I come from, but the heart of me is that Motown thing because I stayed a couple of miles from Motown. So, of course, they were like tops.
Yeah.
But I was the type of guy that music is me. This is what I was born to do. So I liked all kind of music. If you could sing, I tell you, sometime I go over to Kelly's website.
Yeah.
If I haven't seen, like a couple weeks ago, I was just over there browsing.
Woo, and Kelly, so, that's a compliment.
But I know Kelly, and I enjoy her music.
Yeah,
yeah really,
thank
it is.
You.
And so for me, I like music. And it's people that I've known over the years, not known or listened to over the years, I should say, and people that I've met currently. Like I said, Kelly and other people who we don't talk that much, but we admire each other's talent.
Right.
And so she'll. Music.
Yes.
For sure.
And she'll never know I'm there. I'm there. Oh, that's my girl Kelly. I ain't seen her. That's
so sweet.
Now she knows.
Yeah.
Are those between the hours of 12 and 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you need some napkins?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, it is hot in here.
Well, because I know
hot.
Ernest.
Yeah, I said, is it Kelly or is it Marilyn?
You are such a sweet dog.
Well, you know, I know it runs in the family because Yune and Ernest are cousins, and I know Ernest roams around 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Oh,
he's
yes,
a
baby.
He's got so much energy, you know?
1-800-ERNEST.
He just has so much energy, so I thought it ran in the family.
Yes.
Now, it's an interesting story how Ernest and Yune discovered each other as relatives. Ernest, why don't you tell us that story? Because I
oh,
definitely
Oh, wow. Want- I'd love to. Well, actually, we were doing a musical. It was one of the gospel plays and in Detroit. And, you know, he was the star of the show. You know, he was the star of the show. I was just coming in to do like a little feature thing, a cameo, and get out. And the guy didn't really pay me. The producer of it didn't pay me. And Yune,
let's make sure we name him.
Yeah. And Yune and I had, he came and asked me actually about, actually, he's the one that went to the local television station, Shame on You, and made the guy pay everybody, by the way.
Oh.
So he's a champion for the underdog. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have to. He did that for everyone in the cast, so. But then he asked me about helping him with his, you know, with his career, and
he looked down on me. He looked down on me.
He did not.
No.
And said,
well,
I told
him, you do what?
Well, I said, so many people I've helped, they weren't appreciative, and then I get stabbed in the back, and I got so tired. At a certain point, the older you get, it's hard to recover from it.
That's true.
So it was just like, look, let me just kind of, I said, but he had such a humble spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those, as an artist, that's really rare, you know, where, you know, because they can have the tremendous talent, but you don't want to be around them. And he had the combination, and he really, so that was how, but we didn't know we were related.
Yeah.
So he kept, he was coming back and forth to LA. Then he said, do you have any relatives in Detroit? I said, yeah, you know, I have some relatives, and I said their names, and he said, that's funny, I have relatives, you know, with the same name. Wouldn't that be funny? I said, look, you don't have to suck up. You don't have to suck up. I told you I'm going to have, now you're getting me upset. I told you I was going to help you. I said, this one in a million chances.
Right.
So he said, well, I'm going to just check in. I'll just call. I said, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah.
And he kept, it was a weekend, so he wasn't getting a response. And he kept, I left a message, I left a, then that Monday came, wouldn't you, lo and behold.
Oh, my.
I hate to be wrong.
No, really?
Amen. Amen.
We never picked that up, Ernest.
But we're related. But, it, you know, now that I think about it, I'm not shocked because that moment that he asked about helping him, there was that connection. Mm. He's like, you see a reflection of yourself. There's certain friends or people you meet, you see a reflection.
Definitely.
It's like looking in the mirror. Yeah.
Right.
And we are that. I think we were just born to be brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really. We were just born to be brothers. I just feel good when he's in the room.
Yes.
I love to hear from him. You know, I love to see him laugh. I love to see him happy. I want to see him conquer all the world because I think everyone from the Pope on down will be really born again, rebirthed again in every part of their body to hear his voice because it's anointed by God.
Right. It really is.
I mean,
when I first heard him, you know, I get, because I have so many people on the show, I have a television show as well and then radio and I get lots of packets.
Yeah.
And you listen to a lot of people send their CDs. I swear, when I just started playing his music, I usually play like a couple seconds and that's it. Because you know within 5 seconds if you're going to like it. I was mesmerized. I was just staring in space going, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I really
didn't you? Kelly, like, Kelly said that. Yeah.
Can I get a handkerchief? Can I get a handkerchief? Can I get a handkerchief?
My mouth was open. I was like, who is this?
Albert, I need a moment.
I'm like
Oprah, Albert. I need a moment.
Well, it's true, and I think that you don't get that reaction from people or anyone who performs. You don't get that reaction unless it comes from your soul and your spirit, and you really got to feel it. And it's really hard because you don't always feel like performing all the time, especially when you're a performer, right? So to be able to complete that quest every single time you sing is a real feat. So my question to you is, where do you get the inspiration and the energy to constantly repeat the same song? I actually have that question for everyone who's
question.
A great singer.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How,
you know,
do,
what I want to say it, one thing before you answer that is that what I love about you and your performance is that you connect with people.
Yes.
Thank everybody.
Oh, yes.
And you make everybody feel like they're the most important thing. It's one of those kind of performances.
Thank you.
I have a story.
And it's a wireless connection.
It's a wireless connection. That would be Albert. Albert and his humor. It's a wireless connection. Yes, it is. But it's, I think it's a psychic connection, too, and a spiritual connection, and a universal connection.
Yes.
But I have a story. I'm glad you brought that up, Kelly, because Yune and Carmela and Ernest came to my birthday party last year, and one of my friends, Beth Martin Brown, was there, and she's a playwright. And she is a quiet woman, unassuming, and she never really is too expressive. She's very good at controlling her emotions. And Yune graced us with a song, and I swear I have never seen a person swoon that wasn't in a 40s movie.
Oh my God.
She was just swooning back and forth, and it was like this, and I thought she was gonna fall off the chair. I said, wow. And you know, ever since then, how's Yune? When's Yune? Can Yune come to Mark? No.
Yeah, you know, he had the same effect in England when he was in Manchester in August. Those women went crazy, and some man thanked him for he was going. He says, "You're not going home with my wife, but I'm taking her home."
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's talk about that. Carmela brings up a good point. Yune just, am I correct? Just did a tour in England. Now, how did that come to be?
That was in August in Manchester. It just great response. He did it for SoulChews.com.
What is it?
SoulChews.com.
Spell that, please.
That would be S. You do it.
S O U L C H O O N Z dot com.
Oh, SoulChews. Oh, that's that one I can't pronounce. SoulChews.
Yeah. They're a promotional company and a label in England. And they promote a lot of independent artists from the States, and they're just, you know, yeah. Dai Lee and Renee, they're just great people. I mean, they took care of Yunae and the rest of us who went, just mm-hmm. like.
So how did they discover Yunae?
Actually, I think it was through MySpace. Yeah, it was through MySpace.
It was through MySpace.
Yeah,
it was one of
my Isn't
MySpace
that amazing? Days. So, hey, hold on, you MySpacers. Everyone can be discovered. We're talking about a story right now. A lot of people say they've been on MySpace for, look at this. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Look, my damn wrist is green. $19.95 I paid for this damn thing.
Oh, my God.
It's supposed to be sterling silver, and I just caught a glimpse of it, and it's green. I'm sorry, I was distracted by loss of my money for a piece of junk. Okay, so, Ernest, can I have your spray?
Yeah.
Ernest carries sanitizer. I have to buy him a case. So how was it somebody heard you on MySpace?
It's really amazing. I think it's kind of like been the journey of me and Ernest and Carmel and all of us meeting. It wasn't a set thing. I mean, you know, I'm just on MySpace and I try to email everybody that emails. I does it myself. I mean, I do it myself. Yeah. Carmen or Ernie, they don't help me, or her assistant, Nara. I get on there, and sometimes it's long, and I don't get right back with people, and I apologize. But, I mean, it was just one day somebody said, I like your music. Mm. So it wasn't like I went and saw it.
Yeah.
It actually came.
Right.
Getting on there, just being who I am.
And returning. Mm-hmm. See that? Mm-hmm. You should check your MySpace email. See what happened. So this guy turns out to be legit.
Actually, it was a lady. It was a Dai Lee and her husband.
Oh, okay.
And Renee's her husband.
They happen to be legit. They are probably UK's number one marketing and advertising company for soul and R&B music over there.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And they heard you and they said, come on over.
Yeah, after we
they've been promoting him on and off for the past over a year now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They featured him as artists. Like this past month they featured Hit the Shaw on their radio show.
And
for the whole
what radio
month.
Show is Not that in the, England? Because yeah. this show will
this
air
this was
in
on Solar Radio.
Oh, okay.
And it's the Soul Choose radio show, which comes on Saturdays.
Oh, I'm not so familiar with Solar Radio. What is Solar Radio? Tell us about that.
Solar Radio is a European radio.
Oh.
Online, most of their stations are online.
Yeah.
Majority of everything
like
is
this,
online.
Internet
like
radio.
This.
Yeah. Right.
Internet radio.
And Solar is international. It's everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, so, just like internet
and,
radio.
I mean, they were also responsible for getting him... another interview with Japan also. Cool. That connection. And also Elton Patton, who's another person, independent station, has gotten Yunae a couple of interviews with Japan. So everything is just spreading.
Right.
Which is great.
Wow.
Which is what we want.
And it's a lot of hard work. I'd like to say for the ones that's out there, it's a lot. If people look at me and they see this guy out there singing.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that, man, he did all this. But it's Ernest. It's Carmella.
Right.
It's not. I mean, it's our team.
Right.
It's Jerry. I mean, Jerry does so much for me.
Rochelle.
Jerry Rochelle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
as a matter of fact, Jerry, I know you're probably listening or
oh,
either you're...
We love her.
That's
love you.
We love her.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey,
Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
There's a lady. Her name is Jerry. And she does all of Yunae's promotions.
Okay.
I can't sing, but I try.
You're on fire today.
You know, just the other day, I got about 10 MySpace people
New
at
ones.
One time. New
Whoa.
Ones.
Whoa.
From Jerry.
And I didn't know who it was because... Yeah. All of them didn't say, but then when I got down to probably number 7 and 8, they were saying, if you're a friend of Jerry's, you're a friend of mine. And one of them was straight hick.
Wow.
And they said, you might not think I listen to R&B and soul,
back from Texas.
But she said, but I listen to all kind of music, and I love your music. So the thing about me is the type of person that I am is coming back to me because I'm getting people that don't necessarily listen to the type of music I do.
Right.
But I love everybody.
Right.
I mean, I don't
you
care
do.
What you are.
You
I really
do.
Do.
You give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
You know, prejudge. You just accept what you you see and hear them do. But I wanted to. You just brought up an interesting point about the business. Tell me, just from your personal experience, what goes on in your camp that has propelled you to where you are now? Like Carmela is, what her role is, what Ernest does, and how they've propelled you to where you are now. Tell us about your team.
The team, like you said earlier, Carmela is like, for Ernest and I, she's like that glue.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a solid business head. She'd helped us. We were with this label that just wasn't right. And I'd like to say it was Native Records. So people
beware.
Can look out, beware for that label. Yeah. They just weren't honest.
Beware
of
Native.
Why?
And,
what did they do?
They stole our money. That's what they did. They did. And,
God.
They didn't give us accounting records and... we still haven't gotten accounting
records. This is good for people to hear that are thinking about choosing an independent label. What should they look out for?
They should look out for
licensing.
They should really just make sure just make sure that paperwork is tighter than tight.
Right. And just because the person may be an accountant or a lawyer or a doctor, not that that would be a doctor, but is in charge, doesn't mean that they
know.
They're
honest.
Yeah.
And that they're honest.
And that they preach about religion, because we got a lot of this Christian talk from this guy, and he was like an angel, but he was completely the opposite. Ooh. And I'm saying this because
makes it really sad. Yeah. It makes it sad.
Yeah. Now there were two of them. Was it both or just one?
It was mainly John W. Smith.
That's the
guy who it was.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, John W. Smith. I just want to correct
you. Yeah. Hey, is that name really real?
John Smith?
Yeah. Do we know now? Do we even know? That might be an alias.
But it was the two of them. Carmen, actually, she keeps our books and our records and our receipts. And most artists don't.
Yes.
The word show business. Somebody told me a long time ago, and I'm sure that a lot of you guys have heard it. The word business is longer than show.
That's right.
Most artists are so concerned about la-da-dee, la-da-da, that they're not concerned that somebody have their hand
in your pocket.
An audience out there, I got my hand in Carmela's pocket trying to find some
money. Let's turn it into a sex show.
And so what happened is that on the other side, Ernest has been in the game for a long time.
Right.
And so he can smell a rat like when I first met him. Got out of the play the first day because he knew the guy was full of bull.
Right.
So with this guy John, Ernest got him on breach of contract. Ernest got Carmela got him on facts.
Ooh.
So the team, what we do, we kind of we
balance
work off of each other.
Out.
We balance.
It was so beautifully executed.
Ooh.
You know, we went in there. Everyone did their thing.
Uh-huh,
you know,
and
no one raised. We didn't raise our voices. And this so-called man of God cursed in front of Carmela for the first time in 2 years.
Wow.
The devil came out.
Mm-hmm. He was bound to come out when surrounded by the Lord's angels.
Yes,
But you know the thing was is that of course we've got legal help with it, but the lawyer that we sought to help us had a prior case of another artist that was also going through the same situation with John, who actually they ended up losing. They're having just to start all over again because they did not keep records.
I think I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
They did not keep records, and it's so important as artists.
Yes.
If you don't have somebody to track things for you, make sure you're tracking everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Production costs, your marketing costs, your advertising costs, if they're going to put money up for you to go to another city to perform, you track everything. If they're asking you, like they ripped it, they basically took us for, they tried to take us for over $22,000.
Oh my God.
Which they were double dipping. They were charging. This is another thing you need to watch in your accounting. They were trying to charge us for other artists' production costs.
What?
Other artists'
what?
Advertising costs, like labels and stuff. I mean, those are just a few things. Double charging us on what is it, studio time.
Wow.
You know, just you have to really look over paperwork when they give it
should
to you.
Should you always deal in checks and never cash? Is that
if you deal in cash, get a receipt.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because you need it for your taxes yourself. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you want that paper trail.
You want a paper trail.
Because that paper trail saved us.
Carmela had that paper trail.
I know
down.
Carmela. That was the worst thing they ever did
was look upon the face of Carmela. It was scary.
Carmela will stop your ass in your tracks like a damn bloodhound from Georgia. Do not try. try it with Carmella, okay?
You know I take care of you.
As a matter of fact, she's for hire, part-time.
But I just want to say one more thing, too. Yeah. In checking out the lawyer, you need to check out references.
Yes.
And find out other artists he's worked with and were they satisfied with him. And industry people, what do they think of him?
Right.
Because even if they're established, they might be crooked.